السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى: يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, in today's majlis I will be discussing something that I discussed over three or four different majalis last year or the year before last. It was an analogy that was given. Started off with an informal majlis, and then we built up on it in the majlis and programs that followed. It discusses the development and the birth of a child. So we might sound a little bit like gynecologists, but we've got nothing to do with that. But we take lessons and examples from everything. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created the whole universe such that we take lessons. There was a discussion on taqwa that was taking place, and as we know that these majalis that take place here on Monday night, it is for the same purpose, that we light up the fire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love. We develop khawf of khuda in our hearts. And we get the himmat and courage to make amal, develop taqwa in our lives. So the analogy was that of a baby. It has been transcribed, and very soon, inshallah, it will be published. So before it is published, I have the draft copy that was given to me by the one who transcribed it. So therefore I will again discuss it for the benefit of those who were not present in those programs. And also we may add here and there whatever comes to mind. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah, O ye believers, fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I have explained this many, many times, that Allah Ta'ala is not some kind of, na'udhu billah, some ferocious animal that we fear, some lion or cheetah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's khawf must come into our hearts because of His love. When we love somebody, then we fear to displease the beloved. That is the real essence of this fear. No doubt there is Jahannam also, there is azab also, there is punishment, there is gale force wind, and there's tsunamis, and there's shake-up of the earth, and there's lots of other things Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends to get us up from our slumber and sleep. However, these warnings that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us is again out of love. When you love the child, you say, look, please, don't join that company there, otherwise you'll get on to drugs and drink and wine and women. When you love the child, then you say, don't drive very fast, you'll meet her with an accident. When you love the child, say, don't go near the fire, you'll get burnt. So now, it doesn't mean that parents are hating or just want to punish. Therefore, they are saying, this will happen to you, that will happen to you. It is out of love that warnings are given. So like that, Allah Ta'ala loves His creation. He doesn't want us to go to the fire of Jahannam. Why must He send 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam? Why must He send Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Why must He give us all the opportunities to to learn the deen of Islam, why must he give us the Quran Sharif? Why must he give us the madaris, the mashayikh, the darul ulooms and everything else? Why so much of publication? All these things are there so that we may avoid going in that direction of the azab of Allah. It is out of love. And in fact, if some azab comes, it is also out of love. Because Allah Ta'ala wants us to make sincere tawbah before death. If a person gets a little bit of punishment and he is saved from everlasting punishment, then isn't that rahmat? The azab of Allah Ta'ala is also rahmat. For the believers, that azab is also rahmat, because if a person is punished a little and it saves him from everlasting punishment, so is that not a rahmat? So therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah. And let every soul look to what provision He has sent forth for tomorrow. But before we go to tomorrow, ND389790, that ka must be removed now, not tomorrow. 389790. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's warnings are out of love. He loves the creation. Allah Ta'ala presents examples and lessons for us in everything. In this world as well as out of this world. And each example and lesson is a means of His ma'rifat, that is His recognition and His love. It is for this reason that Allah Ta'ala guides and encourages us to ponder over His creation. In fact, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala praises those people who ponder, who reflect, and who meditate over His creation. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. In that ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala praises those people who reflect, who ponder over that which is in the creation. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَاقْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and in the alternation of the day and night, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, the people of wisdom, the people who got aqal, intelligence, there are ayat, there are signs in there. It's not just happening like that. As I mentioned the other day, that did we ever hear that the sun will be delayed because there is some kind of shortage of power, or there is a strike that has taken place amongst the angels, so therefore there will be a delay in the rising of the sun tomorrow. Millions of years, we don't know since when it is rising on time. Everything you look at it, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation, alternation of the day and night, you will never find any kind of deficiency, weakness, any kind of fault, there was that something now needs repairs, nothing of that sort. We never heard that the moon, because of the load shedding, is not going to give you bright light on this 14th. Never heard it. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is asking us to ponder and reflect. The Ulul Albab. And then Allah Ta'ala goes on to describe who are the Ulul Albab. Those who remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the different states. I'm not going to a discussion on that ayat now. So life's lessons, they unfold. If you have to look at the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we get a lot of lessons. In everything there's a lesson. We see the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in His creation. We see the beauty, the perfection, the superiority of Allah Ta'ala, and the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. This then compels us to read that dua, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. When we look at all that, we say, oh Allah, oh Rabb, oh Sustainer, you have not created all this in vain. Any sensible person, he doesn't create things, makes things in vain. That is child's play. If they say that we just make and break, we'll say that's child's play. That's why they give them plasticine sometime. Make and break. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is great wisdom and hikmah in every creation of His. So we say, oh Allah, you have not created all this in vain. Glory be to you, save us from the punishment of Jahannam. So it came to mind one morning whilst talking to some brothers that this development of taqwa, this journey in gaining nisbat or ta'alluq, that means a bond, a connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is very similar to that of the pregnancy of a woman. Because somebody was talking about his wife expecting, and from there I think we started discussing this whole issue, that we take lessons from them. From this whole pregnancy, we take lessons. So I say it is very similar, and since those people who come here for this majlis, we say that we are saliks, we want to tread this path, we want to walk this path, or we want to go on this path that leads to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Jannat, and give us a bond, and give us a wusool ila Allah. So it is very similar to that. Just as in the case of those women that are expecting, each salik's experience is different. The women folk who are expecting a child, each one's experience is different. Somebody will say, I had absolutely no problem, the entire pregnancy went very well. And somebody will say, I was sick from day one till the time that I gave birth. And somebody will say that I had so much of pain and so much of aches, and someone will say something else. So like that, the salik also, we have different kinds of people who are coming into this path. There'll be some that are coming from the drug houses, from the vice dens, some are coming from the families that are pious and righteous, some are coming from families that have had breakdowns in their marriages, the parents have separated, some will come from different backgrounds. Some will be coming from those backgrounds where they don't really require much effort. A little bit of effort and they are already high up in the air. So there are different experiences that different people have. Just like how those women folk who are experiencing pregnancy, now they have different kinds of experience, those who are pregnant. If we have to take step by step the development, cause and progress of a pregnancy, then we know that when a woman conceives, then as is characteristic of a pregnancy, her menstrual cycle stops. This is generally the first stage witnessed and the first sign indicating that she is now going to expect a child. That is the first sign. Menstrual cycle, that stops. And now the baby is now going to be nourished with that blood. Therefore, in the talk on cigarettes, I mentioned, said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected the mouth in the mother's stomach. The mouth was protected. The blood did not go through the mouth. It was through the umbilical cord. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected the mouth from that filth. Because this mouth was going to be used when you come into this world. Imam Razi Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned that when the child is going to come into this world, after that the same tongue and the same mouth is going to be used to take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to read the kalima. Look at how many things we have to do or say during the course of the day. Sometimes we have to say Insha'Allah, sometimes MashaAllah, sometimes Inna Lillah, sometimes Alhamdulillah, sometimes we have to read the kalima. Sometimes we are reading the dua after wuzu. Sometimes we are reading the dua before entering the toilet. Sometimes we are reading the dua after leaving the toilet. Sometimes before eating, Bismillah wa ala barakatullah. Sometimes we are reading the duas after the meals. Whole day the Muslim's life, there are so many times he has to take the name of Allah. And then again, which Muslim is a good Muslim if he doesn't take the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Or reads Durood Sharif during the day upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam a few times at least. What kind of a Muslim will that be? So now he's reading Durood Sharif also upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. No matter how much the person brushes his teeth, but you will notice that still that odor of the cigarette, for those people who don't smoke, they will pick it up. You can pick it up from a distance. You just enter the house of a person and you can say, just by inhaling, that this house, the people who are smokers. You enter the car of a person, you can say this person is a smoker. Alhamdulillah, lots of people after reading that section in the book, Kicking the Habit, those who were blowing smoke all the time, they blew away their habit of smoking. We have a friend in Brazil, Geraldo Pinto something, now he has accepted Islam, to Alhamdulillah. From 60 cigarettes, after reading that book, he came down to 20, and then he said that he's going to give up that to inshallah. And that time he had not as yet accepted even Islam, but after reading that, the other harms of smoking. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected. This person has to use his tongue for so many things. So it should not be used for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his mouth, whose mouth could have been more fragrant smelling than the mouth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But yet look at the number of times that he used miswak during the day. And he even said, لَوْلَا نَشُكَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ هِنْدَ كُلِّ صَلَىٰ. If I had not feared that it's going to be difficult for my ummah, I would have ordered them to make miswak at the time of every salah. And look at the rewards on that miswak. Now who is going to benefit with that? So those people who are smoking, they are sometimes a cause of great irritation and pain and suffering for their wives also. Those bichari wives, they suffer because of that filthy, dirty smell. But they can't say anything. And what do you get at the end of the day? Burning up one's money. Now we went on to cigarettes. Yes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected that child. So that is the first thing that happens, that the woman knows that now she's going to, that she is pregnant. Because the menstruation has stopped. Similarly, when a salik makes sincere tawbah and firmly intends not to return to sins, then this is comparable to the first signs of pregnancy. That means that filth, there was blood, here this filth of sins. We say that the person made sincere tawbah means that he stopped. The sincere tawbah means that he stopped immediately. If the person was engaging in all that filth, the disco, the theater, the cinema, the gambling, the porn sites on the internet, and all his other haram that he was engaging in, now when we talk about having made sincere tawbah, then it means that at that moment at least, the person has stopped completely. And that is exactly like that, how that menstrual blood stops completely. That's a different thing now, as we will discuss, you will get to know, we will see that how sometimes after that, again, there's bleeding. So like that, this person too sometimes, he makes sincere tawbah and then he starts his dirt and filth again. But we come to the present, we are discussing point by point with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal. That here there was a complete stop of the menstrual cycle, here there is a complete stop of those sins which was worse than even that blood. Because that only deals with the health part. And here this leads to Jahannam, fire of hell. So this is that first sign. The person makes sincere tawbah. Now what happens is that sins are impurity in the heart, like how the blood of menstruation is impurity in the body. The seed of taqwa is planted in the heart. How is this seed of taqwa planted in the heart? It happens that sometimes the person attends a majlis of deen. A program of deen, could be in the tabligh, could be in the jama'at, could be in the darul ulum, the person took admission. Sometimes it could be in the company of some righteous and pious person, the person sat and he heard something and it affected his heart and he made sincere tawbah. Sometimes it could be the month of Ramadan set in and he made sincere tawbah. Sometimes it could be umrah and hajj and the person made sincere tawbah. Now, whatever it may be, that is that seed that was planted. In other words, the pregnancy took place. That is how the seed of taqwa is planted. Just as there the husband and wife meeting, so here, and there is a conception, so here that is that seed of taqwa that is planted. This seed is instrumental in the growth, development and nurturing of the soul. This ruh is what we will refer, or what we refer to, as the baby of taqwa, this ruh. Now this ruh has to be nurtured, the ruh of taqwa, just as that baby now, after conception, then there are different stages. So the most neglected part of the human being is the soul, the most neglected part. The physical body we nourish with beneficial, wholesome and delicious foods, and it grows and becomes strong and healthy. The physical body we are nourishing all the time. But what we neglect is our souls. In one of my talks I had mentioned that when it comes to our food, then there's a lot of istiqamat in it. In our eating, there's istiqamat. Breakfast on breakfast time, lunch time, supper time. There's istiqamat. We don't show negligence. Even if the person's stomach is full, but he says it is time for meal. So there's a lot of istiqamat we show there. But when it comes to the nourishment of the soul, then how much of istiqamat we got? How many people say, I can't get up for Fajr Salat? Somebody says that I miss my Zohar Salat whilst working. Somebody says, I miss my Fajr, Zohar and Asr. In the evening I come and make all three. And somebody doesn't make anything. Now, there we don't say that just as breakfast, lunch and supper we don't forgo. And then again look at all the snack times that we have in between. We have our tea times and snack time. And then high tea and low tea and different kinds of tea times they have. And the late night snacks. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us five times wholesome food, nourishment. So Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha for the soul. Five times. Nourish your soul. And then in between we have our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat, our honesty, our truthfulness, our business dealings according to Sharia, Quran and Sunnah, all that is again nourishment. It doesn't mean now the person has to just take tasbih and sit in the masjid. Now in his business, he's honest, he's truthful, he's controlling his gaze from haram, there is also nourishment of the soul. The person is controlling his tongue from speaking lies, from taking false oaths and qasams, from swearing, from cursing, that's also nourishment of the soul. Ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko na shad kar, malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. With what are we going to nourish this soul of ours? Ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu shad kar. With the noor of taqwa we will have to make this soul happy. The happiness of the soul is not in biryani, plow and everything else. It is in the noor of taqwa. If that biryani is through halal earnings, and thereafter the person is eating in the manner that Shariat has ordered, then it will bring noor of taqwa. So again, it's not the biryani, it's that noor of taqwa. The person can eat and drink, and he can walk and talk, and he can conduct business, and he can marry, and he can bring up his children, and he can travel, and he can go and look at the waters of the ocean, and he can look at the skies, and he can look at the animals in the forest, and he can look at the fish deep down in the ocean. If all these things he does according to the Quran and Sunnah parameters and limitation, and with the right niyat, then all that becomes noor of taqwa. So that is what will please the soul. The soul will get pleasure out of that, and not only the material things. So we got a lot of istiqamat, I said, in that, but sadly, all our effort is only on the physical body. The physical body, look at the kind of things that we use. Look at the different kinds of powders and creams and lotions and what. Sometimes some people's bathrooms are like old chemists there. And dispensaries. What you don't find. So that the face may look bright.
Mu dekh liya aine mein, par daaghan dekhe seene mein. Mu dekh liya aine mein, par daaghan dekhe seene mein. Ji aisa lagaya jeene mein, marne ko musalma bhool gaye.
We checked up our faces to see if there's any spots and any blemishes and any pimples and any dimples on our faces.
Muh dekh liya aaine mein, par daagh na dekhe seene
mein. What about all those blemishes and all those problems that we have in our hearts and all the scars and all the wounds and all the marks?
Muh dekh liya aaine mein, par daagh na dekhe seene mein. Ji aisa lagaya jeene mein, marne ko musalma bhool gaye.
Allah Ta'ala sent us in this world, so we have to live. Whether we live for 10 years, 50 years, 100 years or 200 years. No matter how long the person lives, but he has to die one day. But he says, ji aisa lagaya jeene mein. One is that attachment with this world, which is very, very light attachment. I've given that example of the envelope many a time, that in those days we never had envelopes like this, which you can seal and open. The envelope, once you put the glue there and you stuck it, then finish. After that you'll have to tear open the envelope. But it's not going to separate. It's not going to open, after which you can again close. These days we have the envelopes where you open, put your letter inside, close it, and afterwards again you can nicely open it, put another letter inside and close it. You can carry on like that and use that envelope for many, many times. So our attachment with this dunya must be like that kind. It must be an attachment. There has to be an attachment. Allah Ta'ala also doesn't stop us from an attachment. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't stop us from an attachment. He mentions it in the Quran Sharif. But that attachment must be like that, that the person must have before him death. Therefore, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْهِيرٍ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Mouth first and then hayat, and then hayat. Whereas we know that first comes hayat, then comes mouth. But the person who will keep his mouth before him, that he has to leave this world someday, and that day also he doesn't know. It's the greatest secret. Nobody knows. They say two things are most certain things in this world. Two things. One is death, and one is government taxes. These two things are certain. You can't escape it. So the person who will keep death before him, can he be in disco? Can he be in cinema? Can he be in a prostitute quarters? The person who knows that suddenly I can go here. Can he be watching porn sites? Look at the simple prescription, that's all. What if, as I always say, ask the question, what if? Somebody gave me one sticker, he said those days they had some insurance company for cars and they were giving those discs. On that disc is written, what if? They were talking about accidents, what if? So the same what if mouth comes in that state. And look at the places that mouth and death is coming. How can we then be negligent? Therefore he says, ji aisa lagaya jeene mein, marne ko musalma bhulo. Now all these people that will go to these World Cup matches and all that, right in the midst of all that fitna and sins that will take place there, and the drinking and the vuvuzelas, and all the music and dancing and singing, and naked and semi-naked women this side and that side and all. So have they remembered death? We talk about Muslim. Ji aisa lagaya jeene mein, marne ko musalma bhool gaye. You know, not talking about the kuffar, mushrikeen, yahud, nasara. Where are they going to remember there? And especially for us, the beautiful, beautiful couplet of Hazrat. And as I said, that some of the poetry is not 120, now it's 121 times. How beautiful, what a lesson is there with regards to death. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Usmein tausi bhi hai ghair mumkin aur miyad uski nahi maloom. Honestly, I don't know whether I will reach home from here or even walk outside to put on my shoes after the program. Does anybody have guarantee? Or even that is some distance from here to go outside then put on shoes. We don't know whether we will get up from where we are sitting. What a secret Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. So if a person, for example, has to die whilst talking to his wife, his children, in the business or traveling, or so much so that even if that person was with his wife, then too, we won't say that's a bad death. Because if it is according to Sharia, the nikah took place, the husband and wife, then there's nothing wrong. But we are talking about the sudden death in haram places, when death comes suddenly, or in haram action. So, ji aisa lagaya jeene mein marne ko musalma bhool gaye. That person has forgotten his death if he is engaged in a haram action. He has definitely forgotten. How can that person open up the sight? Haram sight, and now he's going to watch for the next half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours. If he remembered his death, will he be able to do that? So therefore we should not be negligent. Forgetting one's soul is having forgotten Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When a person forgets Allah ta'ala, he forgets the hereafter, he forgets accountability. He undoubtedly has neglected and forgotten his own soul. When the person forgets his soul, then he has forgotten Allah Ta'ala. If he leaves this world in this condition of negligence, he returns to his Creator with a great burden of liabilities and either very little assets or no assets. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. In the same ayat. And be not like those who forgot Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He made them forget their own souls. They are the transgressors, such are the transgressors. So they forget accountability, they forget everything after that. And whilst man is neglectful of Allah ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala vouches that He is never neglectful of man. Even in that state, Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget us. We are disobeying Him, displeasing Him, using His namats and bounties for His disobedience and for sins. But look at Allah Ta'ala and His love for us and His mercy and His kindness. That even in that state that the person is committing zina, but he's not snatching his sight away, he's not taking his speech away, he's not taking his hearing away, he's not stopping his heart from beating, he's not stopping his lung, liver and everything functioning. Such great, great bounties and ni'mats is still showering upon that person. How neglectful the person is then, in the midst of sins. Allah Ta'ala is still reminding him that, I haven't forgotten you. You have forgotten me. If you turn towards me again, I will accept you. That makes sincere tawbah. Talking about accountability, that the person forgets accountability and it goes back with either no assets or it goes back with just liabilities, So I mentioned this in one of the informal majlis that I was in Jeddah talking to accountants. There were a number of accountants there. So I mentioned the same thing. I said, that's exactly what we are talking about all the time. That every Muslim must be an accountant. We're talking about accountability and accountancy. Person says, I'm doing accounting. I said, that's exactly what we are saying. Every Muslim must be an accountant. What does the accountant do the whole day? As far as the baby is concerned, I think we'll leave it there and allow it to grow a little and we'll discuss it in the next majlis. Now all of you must be waiting for the second stage, so we'll wait for the second. It takes time. Overnight you don't get stages. Baby takes a bit of time, by 9 months before you move forward. So this accountability, accounting. Accounting. Every Muslim must be an accountant. What does the accountant do? The whole day is doing multiplication, subtraction, division, addition. That's what he's doing. Whole day, that's what he does. Add, multiply, divide. Look at the different assets of the company. And then give some kind of opinion to the owners and the managers that this asset is a good asset. Must retain it. There is a great potential in the value of this asset is going to increase. And some other assets, they get rid of it quickly because of recession. Get rid of it quickly. Recession is coming. Some assets, they say they are not assets, they are liabilities. Then they will look at the income of the company and they will look at the liabilities of the company. And they will say the income is too little and the liabilities are too much. Or sometimes they'll say the income is good. Now all this is what the accountant is doing all the time. So he's saying get rid of some investments and keep some investments or increase the investment. Now that's what he's doing all the time. That's exactly what the Muslim has to do the whole day. Or at least once every day at night, during the day or at night. Sometime the person must take out to see what has he gained and what has he lost. How much of good investments he has made now, and how much of bad investments, and how much of what he did during the day is nothing but a liability for which he is accountable. The good deeds of the person are his good investments, and sometimes making that investment in the right places, he gets very, very high rewards. The person reads one tasbih, one Quran Sharif, gives some charity here, then he gets that one sawab or multiplied by 10. And then Makkah Sharif 100,000 times. In Madinah Sharif 50,000 times or 10,000 times. Therefore one person, his father passed away and he got the message while she was in Makkah Sharif. And he was getting excited and he was to pack up and take the first flight back home. I said, what will you go back home and do now? He passed away. You're not going to make it for the Janazah Salah. You got another 3 days here and there your mother is taken care of. There are other family members, your brothers, all are there. It's not that she's alone. Spend the 3 days here as scheduled. One Quran Sharif will read here, 100,000 Quran Sharif, sawab your father will get. So why deprive him of that? So this is what the accountant is doing. Assets, good assets, bad assets, and investment liabilities. So we must check during the day, what did I do? How much of haram my eyes were engaged in during the day? How much of haram my tongue was engaged in? How much of haram my ears listened to, and how much of haram dealings I did, and how much of other rights of people I was negligent with. Now that is what the person sees as liabilities. Those are liabilities. They are going to cause harm. The person will be accountable for that. And on the other side, he did some good deeds, did some charities, spoke nicely, cheerfully, happily with his wife, with his children, transacted the businesses honestly, truthfully, without any cheating and deceiving, and hoodwinking and embezzling. Everything the person did properly. So now that is his income, his investment. Then he has to look after it. It mustn't get stolen and hijacked. After the person has made plentiful of money during the day, then he doesn't carry it in an open box to the bank. He says, I made 1 million, so now let me take it to the bank. But how? In an open box. So So in the present South African situation, you won't be able to walk two steps before the whole bok and he too will disappear. Whole box will go to and he too will go. So he looks after it. So like that, now whatever he's got as investment, now look after it. Don't let it, the noor of those ibadat and zikr and tilawat and good deeds go away now through the eyes and ears and mouth. I will conclude on that example. Hazrat was traveling with his Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Abrarul Haq Rahmatullah Ali, from Jeddah to Makkah Mukarramah. So the car was not cooling. It was a very hot day. So Hazrat Shah Abrarul Haq Rahmatullah Ali said, put on the air conditioner. He said, air conditioner is on. So why is the car not cooling there? He said, well, check. The driver said, check, somebody's window must be open. So when they checked, the window was open. When they close the windows, alhamdulillah, the car cooled. Now this is something that for us is nothing really unique. It's not something out of the ordinary. We won't even take any lesson from it. We'll say, yeah, that is true. It must be. The window must close. Then you, Allah, they take lesson even from there. So he said, when the window was open, although the air conditioner was on, but the car did not cool. When the window closed, then the car cooled. Like that, we are making zikr, tilawat, ibadat, we are doing everything sometimes. But we are not finding that coolness in our heart. That zikrullah is not cooling our heart. That itminan of qalb, which we say that you get the sukoon and peace and tranquility and all of the qalb and the heart. Now that is not coming. Because our windows are open. The window of the ear is open, listening to haram. The window of the mouth is open, ghibat, backbiting, speaking lies, now that window. So then again the windows of the eyes are open. We are seeing so much of haram. So where do you expect the coolness to stay in the heart? Whatever came inside is gone out. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. These examples that they give, they're fascinating in some ways. If a person just ponders over it, then it really stirs the heart. That is, if you want to take a lesson from it. In those days in Karachi, on the boards there used to be some kind of a green, they used to call Tibet snow. Tibet snow. In English was written Tibet snow. And in Urdu was Ta'abata. Tibet. So, snow. So Hazrat Maulana Azimal Sahib on Buzrug was going past. So he looked at that board. Of course, that time there was no pictures of women there. It was just the cream, the bottle. Otherwise, you see, he was staring at the woman's face. So he must be quick, cautious about what statements we make. So he said, ye kya likha hai? So the person said, Tibet snow. He said, nahi, ye hai tabbat suno. Listen to tabbat yada abi lahabim wa tab. Tabbat suno. Listen to tabbat. Now, he took that meaning. Whoever, what he's got in his heart, that's the meaning he will take. So we must look around, take lessons from everything. There's lessons. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala giving you and the ummah that la the tawfiq of amal. These days that are coming now here in South Africa are very, very testing and trying days, especially for the youth and for those who are coming from the background of addiction to soccer. So it's trying and testing. They've got to find alternatives, as I explained on the Saturday night majlis. Those who are not here, try and get the Saturday night tape. They have to find alternatives. Daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hai. Tab kahin jaake unko paaye. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye. We have to take that pain on our hearts, distance ourselves, find company that is not talking soccer, soccer, soccer all the time. Find a company that is talking general talk. You're not saying all the time talk deen. If you can't, then at least talk general issues. Stay away from those areas. Beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection. Then we'll see the sukoon will remain in the heart. outside anything can happen. At this moment that you all are sitting here, is anybody thinking of what's happening in the stadium? Whereas now even the namaz times are being announced, first make your namaz here in the masjid near the stadium and then proceed in a dignified manner to the stadium. One book I picked up in one country was Adab and Etiquette of Everything, Etiquette of Eating, Drinking. One was Etiquette of the Cinema. The Etiquette of Sitting in the Cinema, in an Islamic etiquette book. Believe me what I'm telling you. No fairy tales here. Etiquette of that popcorn packet, say, don't make too much kar-kar-kar-kar sound there, because it disturbs the others. Etiquette, that's etiquette. You're there in it. The adab hai, cinema ke. La hawla wa la quwwata inna lillahi. Now this is Muslim. Children are given etiquette. And also must not watch bad films. That's one of the etiquette. Must not watch bad films in the cinema, must go and watch some good films. Unt re unt teri kunsi kal sidi. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, My most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah. How far we have gone from Thee. Ay Rabbe Kareem. Ay Rabbe Kareem. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn to us. We are ashamed of our condition of life. My beloved Allah, ہم گنہگار ہے سیاہکار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم ہے خطاکار ہے گندے سب کچھ ہے تیرے بندے ہے وی آر یور سلیوز میں اللہ وی آر یور سلیوز ویئر ڈو وی گو ہو از دیئر فار اس بیسائڈز یو ویچ ادر ڈور وی کین ٹیپ مائی اللہ تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں اے رب کریم اب تو معاف فرما اب تو معاف فرما ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسینا او اخطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين My beloved Allah, forgive us and the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook our shortcomings, weaknesses and faults and that of the Ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, protect us and the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all the fitnas. Fitnas are lashing at us from our right and left, from in front of us and behind us, from above us. My beloved Allah, which day do we turn, which way do we turn? Take us on the path that leads to you, on the road that leads to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the road that leads to Jannat. Distance us from haram. Give us the realization that the angel of death can attack, can strike with his sword suddenly. Ya Rabbi Kareem, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater. Adultery, fornication, porn sites on the internet, filthy television programs, all the places of fitna. My beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyibah, with burial in Baqi. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Give us shifa from our physical ailments and our spiritual ailments. Whoever is in hospital, in clinic, in home, amongst us, those who have met up with accidents, those who have undergone operations, those who are suffering from cancer, rheumatism, stones in the kidneys and bladder, and so many different sicknesses, sugar, diabetes. Ya Rabbi Kareem, your fazl and kindness, give everyone shifa. We know that some sicknesses, diseases, pain and suffering is a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But my beloved Allah, even if it is in the form of mercy, change it to the mercy of good health. Change it to the mercy of good wealth. Rabbi Kareem, we are extremely weak. We are not like the awliya. Don't test us, my Allah. Forgive us. Make us yours and become ours. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ امید کرم آیا اے رب کریم make our children the coolness of our eyes, make them sadqah jariyah for us, protect them also my Allah from all the fitnas that are around, especially during the school holidays. All around there's nothing but invitation towards sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, give us the himmat to give them proper upbringing and protect them from all the fitnas. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our parents, the families, and the ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the pain, suffering, difficulties, hardship and troubles. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you at this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. Those who have written examinations, give them success. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible marriage partners. And you are well aware of the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of each and every individual. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove this suffering, pain. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه برحمتك يا